Christmas Memories by Hirochik 007. The clear ball hung in the air for a moment.
Geminate, Luna said, waving her wand lazily.
The ball split, and then split again, until there were about 20 clear ornament balls floating in the air. Luna rose to her feet and walked to the first one. She tapped it with her wand, and it filled with fluffy white feathers. The next one she filled with silver tinsel. A smile started to spread on her face as she worked on the next ones. One green, one red, one gold, one silver. Soon she'd decorated all the ornaments. Waving her wand, they swirled through the air like bubbles on a gentle wind. They floated to the large tree and landed gently among its branches. Next, she pulled out a string of fairy lights. She untangled them, checking to make sure each bulb worked. They wrapped around the tree, sparkling and shimmering as she hung them.
Luna, what are you doing?
Decorating our tree, she answered, watching as Severus stepped into the room.
He looked at the tree standing in the corner of the room. He also noticed the tiny tree earrings dangling from Luna's ears. They were the exact same shape as the Christmas tree, and even seemed to be set with tiny little gemstones that sparkled like the fairy lights on the real thing.
Do you like it so far? She asked, a hopeful look on her face.
Severus nodded slowly.
It has been a long time since I've had a tree in my home, he said softly. Wait here. I've got something I need to get, he added, stalking from the room.
Luna watched as he opened the door to the attic. He disappeared up the staircase and then came back down carrying a very old cardboard box.
What's that?
Ornaments from my childhood. Most of them were destroyed at some point, but I managed to save a few, he answered,
opening the box and causing a large cloud of dust to fly into the air. Luna waved it away as Severus pulled the first ornament from the box. It was an angel made out of what appeared to be part of an old egg carton. The dress part was painted purple, and it had black yarn glued to the head. Luna smiled as she handed Severus a hook, and he hung it on the tree.
My mum made that one. Her favorite color was purple. Mine was always black, if you can believe that,
he laughed, pulling another ornament from the box.
This one I made in primary school. All of us made them, he added, pulling out a pine cone covered in silvery glitter.
It had lost a fair amount and had several bald patches.
We could fix it if you'd like, Luna said. I mean, put a sticking charm on it. Summon the rest of the glitter from the bottom of the box.
I think I would prefer to leave it how it is. A reminder of my life before I could do magic. Well, on purpose. Even then I had the usual bouts of accidental magic. Turned Mom's chicken pot pie into a cupcake one.
I did the same, only it was stew into a chocolate cake. Dad thought it was funny and we had cake for dinner. Still kind of tasted like beef stew, though,
Luna said, a thoughtful expression crossing her face.
Do you miss them, your parents?
Sometimes. I miss Mum more than Da. He was a drunkard, easy to anger, and quick with his fists.
I'm sorry you went through that. What's the next ornament?
Severus reached into the box and pulled out a pair of knitted blue baby booties.
Yours? Luna asked,
marveling at how small they were as compared to Severus's feet now.
Yes, my first pair. Mum saved them for some reason, and every year she hung them on the tree. Don't you have any family ornaments, Luna?
Severus asked, looking around. All he saw were the red ribbon bows Luna had made, the strings waiting to be threaded through the bowl of popcorn, and the orbs that already graced the tree.
Not really, no. When I was younger, we had a few things we kept year after year, but after Mum... Well, Dad wasn't into celebrating anymore. I think he got rid of everything. I still remember decorating the tree with Mum, with her laughing because we burnt the popcorn. There was one year we'd gone on an expedition, and I found this large scale. I think it belonged to a dragon. It's been years since I thought about that,
Luna said, a wistful expression on her face. Severus paused from hanging the booties on the tree. Even though he didn't have the best memories of the holidays, he didn't want to forget any of them. They were part of what had made him into the man he was today.
Just because you can't see something doesn't mean it doesn't exist. You still have the memories of those times, at least. But you're right. Having the things that trigger those memories is part of it. That's going to change here and now. Starting this year, I'm going to get an ornament for every Christmas we are together, he stated. And since this is our first Christmas as husband and wife, I think, Severus paused, pulling something from his pocket, that this year's ornament should symbolize that. He opened his hand to reveal a golden ring set with the same stones as Luna's engagement ring, their names and the date inscribed on the inside.
When did you get this? You couldn't have known I didn't have any mementos, Luna whispered, tracing their names with her fingertip.
Last week. I ordered it last week and it arrived today. I wanted something to remember this first Christmas together.
It's perfect, Luna stated, giving Severus a quick kiss before sliding a hook into the small eye ring on top of the ring. She handed it back to Severus. We should hang it together.
She put her hand on top of his, and together they hung the first ornament of their relationship on their tree.